Welcome to the Estimate Mastery Podcast. I'm your host, Alina Wilson, and I'm here today with Josiah Hollibaugh, who's one of our coaches at Estimate Mastery, if you want to say hello.
Hey, everybody.
And then we have a very special guest today. We have Garrett Kurt, who is from One Click Code, a really cool app that we get to talk about today. Hey, Garrett, how's it going?
Going well. Thanks for having me today.
Yeah, we're super excited to talk about what you've created over there. We're really pumped to show our members of our training what you do. And we're hoping the people that listen to this podcast will go and take a look because it's really exciting what you're doing in the industry. So I thought I'd bring Garrett on today, not only to talk about the app, but for those of you already using it, also hear the backstory of how the app came about and why it's so vital to use in our industry. So go ahead, Garrett, give us your story.
Sure. Well, it's a backstory like many other founders that are in the restoration space. I've been in the roofing industry for about 14 years now. And as many of our listeners have struggled through the estimation process, the supplementing process, just wanting to be credible to your homeowner or to the adjuster or to whoever's looking at your estimate. We struggled a lot, and that was around trying to figure out what building codes, because building codes are a big driver of scope throughout the country, trying to figure out what was those building codes that needed to be in there. And then the follow-up question was, how can you prove that they need to be in the estimate? And so about 4.5 years ago, we set out to figure that problem out for my company. So as a roofing company, I've tried to figure that out. And then that I realized that this is scalable, and this is not only for me, but this could be an answer for other contractors like myself and insurance companies. So today we actually are we call it Switzerland. We want to be in the middle. We don't want to be on either side. So we are in the middle. We sell to insurance companies, insurance adjusters, contractors, public adjusters. We sell to whoever wants to know the answer to the commonly asked questions around roofing building codes.
That's awesome. Yeah. Really cool to hear that it came out of your own company's needs and then grew. So obviously it's something that all roofing contractors, exterior companies, even restoration contractors can use, and it's vital for their business. And it came out of that need of not knowing where to go, who to talk to. We were talking earlier today between us here at our company, how on one side of the street in Colorado, you could be in one municipality with one governing body, and across the street, it could be something different. And how are you supposed to know that and provide the correct information and look credible unless we have something like your app? Otherwise, we probably have to spend hours and hours doing all the research ourselves. And who wants to do that when you've already done it?
Yeah, it's a common question, right? So the building code comes up, but the question is, you know, which building department controls it? Because sometimes the city name, it's not actually in the city, although the city name's in the postal address. And it's something that happens across the country. It's not just Colorado, it's across the country. Like you could be the city of, you know, I don't know, Brooklyn in New York, but it's actually in some other, like Westbury or some other city that has control, or the county has control. You know, starting with the jurisdiction, that's one of the most important things. And we answer that question. And it's something that's it's been problematic for me because I've worked across the country, and it keeps on coming up like, hey, how do we understand who has jurisdiction over this property? And then we find the building codes, which is the next layer to the problem.
Interesting. And so how do you determine? I don't know that I've ever asked you that. Like, how do you actually source it? Do you physically have to call them and like do all the work?
So the two layers, right? The jurisdiction is a geo database. All that means is that we use lat long coordinates within spatial data. So a lot of GIS systems, so county assessors, a lot of counties do this information too. But we've been able to catalog that data across the United States. So we know all the city boundaries, county boundaries, and then the townships and everything. And then we actually are doing the manual labor, which is calling every single city and county across the United States. We call roughly around 20,000. 17,000 have building codes, and there's roughly 20,000 that we track. And not only are we calling about their building codes, we're also emailing them to get the confirmation information, because the why is because people don't believe you unless you have proof. And so we're actually getting that proof for you. So as part of our service, you type in an address, you get the building codes specific to that house. So address specific building codes plus the documentation to support it. Something that a lot of people pride themselves over having, right? Because it takes a long time to get that information, especially from some very sometimes non-available building officials.
That's what we ran into here in Utah when I had my third-party supplementing company, is trying to nail down the building official that actually could put a rubber stamp on something saying, yes, this is our code. They would never get back. It was crazy. So we love your app. It saved our members tons of time. We're super excited to talk more about it. Now, it's not only building codes, because you've got places like Texas where there's code, but they say it's not enforced. Things like that, you know, are on the app, which is cool. But when the code fails, or not, doesn't fail, or it's not enforced, right? It's not an ideal situation. You can fall back on the manufacturer specifications, which is also in OneClick Code, right?
Yeah. So we do carry some of the manufacturer specifications related to steep slope, asphalt shingle roofs. And we're focusing on that because that accounts for about 75% of the roofs that are out there. So we're trying to penetrate the entire United States, and that's one of the biggest categories. We do have that ability. So when the code is silent on a specific item, you can use our application to compare the two. Code says this, manufacturer says this. Whatever's more restrictive becomes the code. And that's what it says in the building code. So we can use some of the manufacturer specifications. And I want to remind our listeners, it's the requirements, not the recommendations. So we do partner with the manufacturers on finding out what their requirements are. There have been instances where a requirement, or it was recommendation, and then we showed that in our application. And one of our users had a lot of pull with the manufacturer, and they went back to them and actually talked to them about why do they not require this as part of their installation. 6 months later, a bulletin was released. So there are things that are, we are pointing out kind of the gaps in information across the board. And that would be one of the ones that we're pointing out, which is code says is silent, but what does the manufacturer require?
That's awesome. Yep. And in tandem with that, you also show the age of the structure on the property and the elevation, which, like, again, going back to Colorado, we did a lot of work in Colorado, which is why I keep falling back on that. That'll show you the ice and water shield is necessary. Lots of overlapping things that you can just, one after another, the dominoes fall because the information's there. And that's what's so cool about it.
Yeah. So we would like to approach it from, we can answer the simple, well, we think they're simple now, but they're still complicated to the non-users. What is a building code and what's required and what's the documentation? We got that down now. So then the next thing is, how do we help our users become more credible? And that is what we're ultimately trying to do. How can we help them do their job faster and be more credible? And credible is like get documentation fast, be able to present it in a legible manner. I can't tell you how many comments we get back saying, your report is so easy to understand. And I'm not talking about a contractor. I'm talking about adjusters that comment back to us. It beats having 20 pages from a contractor, which I'm never going to read, because who reads these days, right? When they have a two-page piece of paper that says yes, no to their questions, they can just hang their hat on that and say, we will pay or we won't pay based on what this report says. And we have a lot of feedback and a lot of great reception from the insurance industry as a whole.
Yeah. So it's not only the app, it produces a report that you can create. It's a PDF that's created that you can actually attach to your estimate or attach, in the train of documentation going forward with the adjuster to show them that it's, hey, just go look at this code doc real quick. It'll take you literally 30 seconds to look it over. And then we can have a conversation, So it really does cut out a lot of the time and the back and forth. And so, like I teach our members, don't throw a stick in the adjuster's bicycle wheel by sending them the 15 pages of code and the OMP white paper and the roof pricing white paper. Right. Don't do that. Nobody wants that. Just make it as simple and easy and bite-sized as possible. And instead of your estimate going to the bottom of the stack, they now will want to talk to you and get it off their plate. And so the OneClick Code is so vital and as a piece of that stack that we teach. So we love that PDF report as well. It's so easy to read. So where do you see the future of OneClick Code? What's going on? What can we look forward to being developed out there?
So we started off by trying to, getting the yes, no answers around building code. And now we're getting into, well, great. So ice and water shield is required. Now we're starting to get into the calculation of the quantity. So we're making it super easy. Take an aerial measurement report, enter it into our calculator, and then it gives you this awesome like very robust way of being able to copy and paste of what is required for ice and water shield, as well as felt reduction. So we, again, we're going both sides. So that's in the works right now. That's currently out. What's down there, we're pushing that to be able to illustrate how important that is to be able to calculate things. We have another one that's called ventilation calculator. So it helps with the increased ventilation that's required, something that no one does. You can estimate what the ventilation is as a whole, but no one calculates how much more ventilation do I need and how do you document that? So we do that as well. And then in the roadmap coming down the pipe, we're working on integrations right now. And we're also we have one with CompanyCam and working on one with Job Nimbus. And we are working with the carriers too. So what's coming out on the road right now is our reports have been accepted by majority of the carriers. But we are starting to actually sign contracts with the insurance companies, which will then even give more credibility to our reports. Just like ordering Eagle View had so much credibility for the last 15 years because the insurance companies are using it, we're doing the same thing as well, creating credibility. One thing that we haven't spoke about but is going to be a benefit is that we are coming out with a permit calculator. Now, from the retail customer, that sometimes is important. But from an insurance side, the insurance adjusters and contractors are now going to be able to have the chance to include a permit fee inside of their estimate so that when they send something in, it's a complete package. They don't have to wait for that permit fee later because permit fees could be $30, they could be $300, or they could be 2% or 1%. It could be all over the board. And you know, those are the things that we're working with. And not only do we have partners on both sides that are happy about it, we also have some partnerships too. So just keep an eye out for some partnerships and some integrations as well with some big names that are doing aerial measurements. So we have a couple of those coming out the pipe too.
That's awesome. And didn't you guys do something with a hail mapping service as well? Or am I not supposed
yes.
to talk about that?
And I can't believe that I forgot that. I cannot believe that. So as part of our... as part of our robust package, we also include, depending on what package you're with, we do include hail reports, hail history reports from our best friends and partners over at Canopy and Hailtrace. So Hailtrace is a big supporter of us, and that's a big part of our package as well. So hopefully everyone listened to the end of this to be able to hear the Hailtrace Canopy integration. So if you type in an address, there's not just code report, there's also hail history reports, as well as other information related to that property to help you become credible.
And that's what's exciting about technology as we're all starting to talk to one another is, you know, there's these one-stop shop places where, like, you know, if you can get your measurements, your hail map, integration with Job Nimbus, there, it's going to be a really cool thing. As that's what we've always wanted is, you know, just here, this is what you need. Here's your tech stack. You don't have to reinvent the wheel. These are the top tools in our industry. Yeah. Go get them. You know, so that's really exciting with all the integrations. That's what I love to hear is when that starts to happen. That's really, really cool. So very, very exciting stuff. And can you kind of talk to the insurance carrier side of things as far as how they view the app and what their attitude is toward starting to use it?
Yeah. So my experience with almost every single carrier, I really, it's hard to say that there isn't one, but I just want to make sure I have a disclaimer that there might be one that doesn't like this, but from the ones I talk to, they all want to start including code in their estimates. I know they don't. And it's because they don't know and they don't know who to trust. And there's no necessarily, what we found is there's no, like, I wouldn't say there's a standard process that they have around building codes because it's kind of the wild, wild west around that. There's so many jurisdictions. It's so hard to keep track of who's doing that. And it's hard to train people. Just like it's hard to train your contractors that work for you, your salespeople, it's hard to train in supplementers. It's hard to train adjusters that work for the insurance carriers. So what I've found is that carriers are really looking forward to having some clarity around this because they ultimately want to do the right thing. Regardless or not, that is what they tell me on every single call I'm on. They ultimately want to do the right thing, and knowing these building codes will help them do that. So they know also that the building code supplements are becoming more and more frequent. And that's also affecting their ability to, you know, settle claims. So they want to make sure that they can settle claims quickly and effectively, and knowing the building codes is going to help them do that. So two things. Our product sold to the contractor helps the carrier that doesn't use us settle the claim faster. Carriers that use us help settle the claim faster and upfront. So by and large, using our product will help both sides settle claims faster.
That's awesome. Yeah. I just wanted to bring that kind of full circle that
yeah.
It really is going to streamline not just the contractor side, but yeah, we'll help cut out maybe some more of those supplements that we are, like you said, commonly seeing that are code related. And that's coming down the pipeline, hopefully get more of those guys on board very soon. That's going to be awesome for you guys.
Yeah, I mean, ultimately, what the why is, like, I don't think anyone should sit on a phone for 30 minutes to retell a story that you told somebody, you know, 10 days ago, right? And a lot of times with the building code, you're doing that. And once you do it three times, it becomes like, seriously, like, this should be a better way. And there's that is one of the bigger whys of why we started this company and why we're trying to keep on pushing through, because there's just got to be a better way to get this done.
Well, that's awesome, Garrett. Thanks for being with us and for sharing about the app. I know you have a special code that you're going to share with those that are listening today. You don't have to be a member of Estimate Mastery in order to take part in our special that One Click Code offers our awesome listeners. So can you tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah. So anyone that signs up for the application gets a free trial, but upon that free trial expiration, you can sign up for a discount, and that discount is going to be 10% off, I believe, is going to be, and it's a discount code. It's going to be XM822. So XM822. And they can find our app on the iOS or Android store, or access at, I believe in order to be able to get the discount, you're gonna have to go through the website. And just know that if you do through the website, then that automatically transfers to the app. So don't use Apple Pay and whatnot and Google Pay to do it. Make sure you go through the website, and then that will transfer to your application. You're still gonna be able to use the app, but it just needs to be paid for on the website. It's a new thing. Apple likes to have their money. We like to make sure that you guys get the full discount. So go to our website.
Yeah, thanks for clarifying that, because I believe a lot of these people probably are listening on the go. So you can pick up your phone and just go to oneclickcode.com and then order it that way. And then it will transfer to the app is what I'm hearing. So that's awesome. All right. Any parting thoughts, Josiah? Do you have any questions or anything we didn't cover? Nope, you're good to go. Mm-hmm. Awesome. Garrett, any last words?
No, I just want to really thank, well, I do want to thank you for having us on again. It's always a pleasure coming on, and it's great to see you guys.
All right. Well, thanks for being here with us and sharing your awesome information. And if you have any questions, where can they reach you? If they have any questions, where can they reach One Click Code?
So you can go to our website at www.oneclickcode.com. It's oneclick.com. You can also, if you guys want, you can always reach out to me, grab me by my email address, or cell phone. I'll give you my cell phone. It's 713-386-9190. Again, 713-386-9190. Send me a text and I'll be sure to give you a call back. A lot of people don't take me up on that. So feel free to do it. If you feel the urge, or if you're looking for some enlightenment around the building codes and how to be able to be more credible with your customers.
Thanks for sharing that. That's awesome. You got a direct line to the man himself. That's pretty special. Right. So, all right. Very cool. Well, if you have any questions for us, you can reach us at info@estimatemastery.com. Thanks for listening. Subscribe if you haven't already on your favorite podcast platform. And then you'll find us on Facebook, YouTube, the TikToks, and the Instagram. So we'll see you around the bend. And thanks for listening.